country and bluegrass. Like, what is your deal? Like, it's like, how do you, I really have this theory that people only dislike country music because we're told to hate country. Like, honestly, I really believe that's the theory. Like, there's so many good things out there. Like, you know, I mean, I don't really listen to like a current country, but not saying there isn't any out there. I'm all about the vintage. So when you can grab, you know, a peek about the vintage and the essence of the core of really some good country going on in your life, tune in here, because, you know, diversity is everywhere. And it's also in country, and it's also in bluegrass, it's also in old-timey, it's in southern music. And I don't really understand why we have this stigma with, like country. Like, geez, like, calm down. Like, what is your deal? So I'm about spreading diversity in all areas, including country music, because I fucking love it. And so these are the roots, you know, it's roots American music. And I'm all about being American. I'm all about American love and spreading that love on a positive level of unity. And so we can all unify and be together because we all live in this country. So while we're here, we might as well give love to it. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to do anything. That's what I like to do here, you know. I like to spread the love. And I really like spreading the love with Roots American music, because it's beautiful. Just like you. So this Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service Special Edition. A three-hour tour. Yeah, that's right. We are here, like Gilligan's Island here. Like, imagine a snippet. Imagine Gilligan's Island and all the cast listen, like, tuning into Paranormal Playground Sounds. They needed it. They needed that. They needed to hear my voice trapped on that island. Tisk, tisk. Tisk, tisk. But Professor and Marianne, you're doing good. You're doing good. The movie star. I'm going to play it. That's it. You guys got me in a mood, and I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I'm playing Gilligan's Island. Woo! You thought I wouldn't do it. You thought I didn't. You thought I wouldn't go there. I'm going there. It's there. Oh, it's here. Oh, I went there. I went there. Which one? I don't know. Which one should we do? Like, which one? Theme? Okay. Okay. Okay, ready? 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 So, hang tight.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a three-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too. A millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and Marianne, here on Gilligan's Isle. So this is the tale of our castaways, they're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things, it's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No phone, no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends, you're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
Professor Anne Marianne, Professor Anne Marianne, Professor Anne Marianne, Professor Anne Marianne. Oh my God, I'm having too much fun. Professor Marianne. I had to. The song came up, okay? So I had to play it. Oh God, don't get me going now. Oh God. No, I'm not doing the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm not doing Family Ties. I'm not doing Hawaii Five-0. Okay. Let's continue on with the playlist. I'm here till 2 p.m. That's right. I'm in like sin. Woo! Let's get this going. And then there's Andy Griffith. Doo-doo-doo. Wait, can I whistle it? Wait. Do you dare me? I can do it. Can you do it? Can you whistle? Listen, if you can whistle the Andy Griffith song, I will give you $20. And then I'm not going to pick up the phone. Just kidding. Ready? False advertisement. Ready? Wait, I got it. Oh my goodness. I can't believe how you made it that far. Andy Griffith. All right, we're here with the Paranormal Playground. Keep it tight.
Well, pretty little girl walking down the street, oh, look so fine. Bless on me, hey, little girl, will you be mine? I wanna love you all the time.
Through the night
I speak softly,
waited so long for your kisses and your love. Please come to me from up above.
Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling.
Let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to Trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Execution of your mind. pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
stay on the good foot. Stay on the good foot. Woo! Get on the good foot. Stay on the good foot. Get on the good foot. You got to get on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Get back.
Okay, hi. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is special edition of Sunday Service on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. And there is so many things happening right now that is supernatural that I can't even put all into, like, I can't even put it all into words. Like, what is going on? Like, I need to collect and gather my thoughts together. So I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to come back and tell you about all the supernatural things. Like, it's just like, boom, 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 like, boom, 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 everything happening all at once. It's just, my hair is standing up on ends right now. I mean, this is what happens. You do a supernatural show, you talk about talking to spirit, you're going to get stuff happening. I mean, I don't mind it, but just letting you know that this is the opening, and I hope you're ready for all of this. I really do. Like, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you get to connect and understand the world of the supernatural the way I do by listening here, and you get to feel it for yourself and have your own unique experience. And I'm sure a lot of people who tune in already have their unique experience with what is going on in their world of the infinite spirit. What's going on in their world of the infinite love and the infinite presence and the infinite joy that is connecting with them, and all that is good and real, and all that is good and beautiful and majestic and light as well. So I'm ecstatic that I have 2 hours, that I have 3 hours for this, because it was just supposed to happen. All the magic was just supposed to happen, basically. And it did, you know, all the magic happened, and you ask and you shall, ask and you shall receive. So asking you shall receive. You know, you all know I have a special connection with Germany and everything German. In the past couple of days, that's all I've been encountering. That's all that the signs that have been coming to me. And I have a very strong spiritual connection with that. And, you know, ancient roots of Germany, believing and connecting with the spiritual connection with Odin. And all of that beautiful magic that happens with rooted in that love and really connecting to this force. And there's just so, like, a financial blessing every time I see a sign of Germany or a rock, something that says Germany, a miracle happens. And so I feel like that's what's been happening on the show. There is a bluegrass Berlin. This is the thing. Berlin or Berlin? I don't know. Grammar, spelling, it's really not my strong point, but Hickman. What? Berlin Byron. Berlin Byron. So I'm not. I know it's not Berlin, but basically, it's talking to me because it's Berlin with an E at the end, just added. And I went to go grab a bluegrass record, and this is what popped out at me. And before that, I have a spiritual card that just popped out. It's it's a business card for a spiritual writer that popped out of the James Brown vinyl. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of spirit, and there's a lot of activity. So this, you know, this interaction is inviting you. What are the signs? Are you paying attention to the signs of your loved ones that are around? Are you actually paying attention, or are you just, you know, listening to things about angels and just kind of like, oh, that sounds good. Well, that would be great if that happened to me, but it doesn't happen. Are you saying things like that to yourself? Oh, well, that happens to other, that supernatural experience happens to other people, or spirit really only talks to them. They don't talk to me. If you're saying things like that to yourself, you really need to rethink what's going on, because they are talking to you. And this is the confirmation, if you needed it, that they are. So please, continue to listen, continue to feel for yourself and get the energy for yourself, because I'm pretty sure if you send the signal out to spirit right now or whenever you want, they're gonna come. It's just a matter of, are you ready for it? Are you gonna be receptive? Are you gonna process and hear the message, you know? It's really up to you and how you receive it. They're here to love you and love you unconditionally. So we'll get back. I'm gonna get more with that, and I'm gonna have some starseed cards. I have starseed cards with me. I'm gonna pull them. We're gonna go in, gonna do some messaging. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. Love you. So let's see what this surprise album has, because this is that interesting, that turkey and the straw in here, but I was like, I'm not gonna play that. I'm not gonna hurt your ears with that. No, I'm just kidding. But I am gonna hurt your ears with some other blue. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Do you hear that? There's a heartbeat happening. Yeah, that's right. Did that purposefully. 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts. Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. We're here on Sunday service, so talking about a lot of supernatural things going on right now. You know, there's a lot of supernatural things. Right when I got contacted to do a reading, all the, you know, the James Brown, the card fell out, the vinyl happened, all of this stuff just happened all at once. And Spirit's definitely talking, and James Brown's spirit is definitely talking. I know he was so happy that I pulled out his album. He was so happy. I was happy. Like, I was gonna play more James Brown, but I'm saving it for Paranormal Playground Sounds this Tuesday because seriously, it's just so many things that are just going on that's so beautiful, that's so magical and free and flowing, and everything is just in the air and beautiful, and all the good things that are happening. And so there's so many things that are just like, this is a beautiful time. Venus is in retrograde. Well, Pisces, Venus, same thing, tomato, tomato. Venus is in retrograde, and so July is the month of lovers. We all know that. A Cancer, sensitive, beauty, all of these things. And so during this time, it's very important not to get too emotional, not to get too erratic, not to get too tied up in your head about stuff, because the Venus in retrograde can really, really set us off. But it's actually good because the retrogrades always help us to see, you know, karmically what we need to work on. It helps things to come to the light. It helps us. So this is actually, even though things might get a little, you know, a little high-ended on the emotional spectrum, it's good because we need it. We need a purge, and we need to get to that level to understand who we are as a loving being and loving ourselves, really. I mean, yes, July is about, it is very about, it's all about relationships and people breaking up, people getting together, new love, all of this stuff. But it is about ourselves and the relationship we're having with ourselves. And so we should be very grateful for this retrograde happening. So life is good. Life is just magnificent and wonderful. And there's so much plentitude and there's so much magic happening. And I'm here to embrace that. I'm here to share that with all of you. I'm here to share this good energy. And that's what this is about, this radio show and Paranormal Playground Sounds and Sunday service. It's here to, you know, really spread good energy and in good vibes and help you to connect with, you know, I play music that I definitely, I love and I'm inspired by, but I also play music that I feel really is the root of our country and the foundation of how the music we play right now has been influenced by. And, you know, to be able to come here and play roots, you know, all American roots and 50s and jazz and big band and soul and jubilee and gospel and bluegrass and country and classic, all of this stuff, you know, it's like, I feel like it really is this connection and the foundation of the whole point of what I'm trying to say, because we need more love for where we live. We need more love for everyone around us. You know, the division energy is just so strong right now in this country, the division. And I'm someone who does not give a flying hoot about politically what you're about, who you're voting for, what you choose to not do or do with, you know, your body, do you believe what you want to believe, say what you want to believe, vote for who you want to vote for. I'm interested in who the person you are, the soul, the spirit, because that's what's real. You know, There's so many blocks and barriers we put and labels we actually love to give ourselves, you know, and that really causes so much separation. And I'm just blown away by how much equality we're trying to push, but yet it has created much more division. And I'm just absolutely in awe by it, because it's like, well, isn't the intention to push equality? Isn't the intention to push unity? Isn't the intention to include everyone? But yet it seems like as if more of these things have really divided us. And so I rock the American flag, because the American flag to me, the American colors, when I say American, I just, there's everyone. I'm not there, you know, it means everyone living here. This isn't about picking and choosing and about what I think or who I agree with. It's about learning. Love is about learning to unite with everyone. Love is all about learning to connect with everybody on all levels of the spectrum, whether you agree with them or not. And I think that's what's beautiful about living in a world with so many different people. There's contrast. Without contrast, how are we going to learn and how are we going to grow? How do we learn from anyone or understand how to develop compassion or love when we're constantly going around being like, I'm canceling you because I don't agree? So it's just, these are things to take into consideration about when we are connecting with our love chakra and our love root. When we are seeing things, are we seeing things from love? Are we seeing things from an actual non-judgmental point of view? Or are we seeing things from the eyes of something we've been taught? Are we seeing things from the eyes of what we heard on the news or what we heard our parents say or what we heard our friends say? Or where are we seeing or experiencing or witnessing things? And so that's really what it comes down from. And when we can actually get rid of all of that, you see, we're more clear and we're more receptive to the supernatural, and we're more clear and we're receptive to spirit, and we're understanding a bigger picture more than just the 3D world and what's in front of us, and skin color and skin tone and visuals of, you know, all of these things or whatever it is, and, you know, boxes of labels and just so many different things, you know, everything right down to belief and religion and faith. It's beautiful. Life is so beautiful. So let's get to the star seeds cards, because I want to really draw them. And if you're tuning in, this is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and we're here till 2 p.m. Oh, I got a treat. I got a magnificent treat for you. 120, we're doing our channeling. 120 is the beautiful, beautiful channeling. Okay. 120 is the beautiful channeling. So I'm picking these starseed cards. Infinite Spirit, what is the message right now of all the energy that's coming in of what we want to know through the starseed cards and our cosmic self? Ooh, two cards popped out. Portal. Doors are opening to decide. Rewards. Wild card. Loosen your grip. Coping mechanism. Density. Addiction. Let's let God in. Interesting. Oh my goodness. So the first one is Portal. Doors are opening. You decide. Rewards. Wild card. It's kind of like the Fool energy. Open doors. Okay. And loosen your grip. Coping mechanism. Density. Addiction. Let God in. So, wow. These are two interesting cards. So we have a card here that's indicating now is the time. Right now it's a good time to open. You know, it's Sunday. And what do we do on Sunday service? We open up the doors. We open up the doors into our consciousness. And we are allowing a different, something different to come in. We're allowing a different way to be, to help us to be in this world on a higher vibration. We're allowing a new thought. We're allowing our unique self and our unprecedented self. We're allowing something that nobody's ever seen to come in. And I invite you, and you invite me, and we're, spirit invites us to walk down that path. So it is a good time for that this week, obviously. I mean, every Sunday we really do this, but I feel like the reason why two of these came out at once, because I only aimed for one card, but it came out at once. But they're saying, while you're doing this, just be aware about what you're opening up to when you're going into the ethers, and being aware that you do need to ground yourself, being aware that you do need to make sure that you're not taking on outside energies. And there's a strong message here about addiction and coping mechanisms. And what do we do when we're stressed out? What do we do when we don't have things like this? What do we do when we're not here on Sunday service listening to inspirational stuff and getting the energy of spirit and being uplifted? What are we doing outside of church? What are we doing outside of temple and mosque? What are we doing outside when we're not in the when we're not in the position to say, spirit, I'm here to get healed? And we have to go into the everyday world, and we have to go into 3D world. Are we losing our grip, like it says right here? Are we staying solid and understanding how to navigate it with the tools we know? Are we being able to be on the, basically it's like being able to be in the material world with, it's being able to be in the material world, being able to be in the material world with being open. So it's like a good example is when we're giving love to people and we're spreading love, we want to make sure that we're giving love, but we want to make sure that we're not taking, when we're opening up our energy field and we're opening up our heart, that's real. Scientifically is real. Like you can feel, the energy expands. But when we're doing that, we want to make sure that we are not, while we're open, we're not taking in anyone else's debris on the way. We're not receiving things that we're not supposed to be receiving. And that is very possible to happen when we're so open and loving. Sometimes people can come to us and they have stuff on them, and that's okay. I mean, that's the whole point of why you're giving love, is because people need healing. You need healing. We're all healers here. There's no, you know, you don't have to be a guru to give love. You can be just an ordinary, what, everyday, you know, person who's not even tuned in or tapped in or knows anything about this spiritual stuff to give love. Anybody can give it. But the reality is that when you do give it, you need to have boundaries. And that's what we're talking about here, is boundaries. So when we're having good intentions, and sometimes those intentions, sometimes they come back to us because we didn't have boundaries. So I feel like this is what this is talking about. But when it comes back to the addiction, when something comes into our energy field, is we have to question, is that ours or is that something else? Because if it's something else, we could fall into a pattern of addiction, an addiction that may not even been what our energy field was our path was, but can connect to it because we're very well on the frequency of the vibration. Let's take a look at codependency. Let's take a look at what it means. And so when we come into healthy things and healthy energy, it's allowing us to heal, not to be dependent on it, not to get high and codependent and like, oh my God, I need this all the time. It's allowing yourself to feel good and then setting it free and letting it go and being grounded with it. So today, if you're finding yourself not in a good space, why don't we rethink those coping mechanisms that are not healthy? Why don't we rethink calling up those toxic people that we know we should not be talking to? Why don't we rethink numbing ourselves? Instead, we can do things like work out, move our body, take a walk, be with ourselves, connect with nature. We can do things like, you know, paint, create, make music. We can do things to, you know, you can even watch movies or Netflix all day if that's what helps. You can eat junk food if that's what helps. Use whatever you can do. I'm not, you know, that it may not be the healthiest source, but at least, you know, you're not putting junk in your arm or you're not like poisoning your body, intoxicating. I know it could be along the same lines, but at the same time, you got to do what you need to do in order to keep your vibration high. And this is really what it's about. How can you feel uncomfortable emotions with being able to still have your vibration high? We don't need to lower our vibration just because we don't feel good. That's self-sabotage. That's telling ourselves, that's punishment. We're telling ourselves that we feel bad, so we need to feel even worse. So let's do something to do that. Or let's go to someone and have someone or affirm our abuse or our punishment through someone else by hanging around toxicity. So you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFM Medford Test Free From Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds Sunday Service. I love you so much. I just read the Starseed cards. And those are just, you know, I had them and it was just spontaneous and just reading that. You know, so yeah, the message today was rethinking coping mechanisms, rethinking in addiction. So when you get all good and you feel good today, do something that's going to continue to help you to feel good and stay there. You don't have to get high today and listen to inspirational stuff after you get out of church or whatever it is you go to, and then your vibration gets lowered. Keep that with you. You're worth it. You're so totally worth it. Right? All right, well, let's keep this moving along. We got some more music. We're here till 2 p.m. I got 3 hours. There's so many supernatural things happening in the studio. There's so much magic with the vinyl. I have such a strong connection with the vinyl here at WMFO, and I'm so grateful. It's like they talk to me. It's like, no, it's not like they talk to me. They do talk to me. So, you know, feel good. You're so blessed and you're so loved, and just understand this. You deserve to have this information. You deserve to get healed today. You deserve to know exactly what it's like to just be loved, and understand that when you ask for something, that you deserve to get whatever it is you ask for. And if you're asking for the healing, if you're asking to understand the channeling and what it is you need to hear, it's right here. It's all here. It's all here. This isn't an accident that you tuned in and turned on to the Paranormal Playground Sounds on Sunday Service. It was your time and your duty, and you were supposed to do that. There are so many things that you're supposed to do right now. There's so many, and when I say so many things you're supposed to do right now, sorry, I didn't finish my sentence. I know, that's like a little bit of a hectic vibration. There's so many things that, excuse me, I don't like the word supposed to. There's so many things that you are encouraged to do as a spiritual being. And when you're listening to this energy of love and you're listening to this beauty. And speaking of energy of love, I want to play some Johnny Mathis, Chances Are, because it's just such a sweet, beautiful song. And I want to send you something sweet. So stay tuned. We're here till 2 p.m. I love you. Thank you.
chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your vow.